Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last week, we looked at an effort to close a trash incinerator in Baltimore. Burning garbage to generate power in the U.S. is controversial. Most incinerators were built decades ago, and they're blamed for health problems and pollution. But in Europe, they're more accepted. They're newer, and they're arguably cleaner. In Copenhagen, Denmark, a new incinerator designed by a famed architect sits conspicuously in the city center, turning garbage into heat since 2017. It also has a ski slope on top. Peter Blinksberg is a chief engineer at Ammager Resource Center, and he joins us now. Peter, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
All but one of the 75 or so trash incinerators here in the United States are older, and they had to be retrofitted with modern pollution controls in the 1990s to meet our standards. But what is the difference between an older generation waste-to-energy plant and the one that you're operating there in Copenhagen?
I would say there are two key issues that differs. First of all, it's when you come to the old plants, it's the boiler efficiency. A bad combustion process gives a lot of organic micropollutants like dioxins that has to be removed. The other objective is that the flue gas cleaning is much more efficient. And besides that, it takes out extra heat from the flue gas, which we in Denmark can sell for district heating.
Now, as you say, there are dangerous chemicals that are associated with burning garbage no matter how you do it. Things like mercury, formaldehyde, nitrogen oxide, or NOx. So tell me more how you're making that burning more efficient so that, in theory, it sounds like you're saying less of those pollutants are going into the air.
The organics like dioxins or formaldehyde or benzene has to be burned out through the combustion process. So it comes out as CO2 and water vapor instead of coming out as dangerous pollutants. By doing that, we will produce a lot of NOxes because high efficient combustion process will give by nature high NOx emissions. Therefore, we have to have a very good and efficient NOx cleaning equipment.
Scrubbers.
Yeah, we use a catalyst. So you have a catalytic reaction between NOx and we inject ammonia. Then ammonia and NOx react to nitrogen and water.
Even if you're scrubbing those chemicals out of the process, you're still releasing some emissions. Environmental groups say that even these high-tech plants will release dioxins, which are very dangerous, cancer-causing chemicals that build up in the body.
Yes, but we cannot measure any. They might be there, but they are below the detection limit of the laboratory who do the sampling and analysis.
It's that low, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't the pollution have to go somewhere, even if you scrub it out? The ash, for instance, that's left over.
The ash, yes, of course, you have some ash, but the main part of ash is actually the same as sand. It's silicium oxide, but there is, of course, pollutants in it, and it can be reused. Some of it can and some of it cannot.
What do you do with the bad stuff?
The bad stuff. The worst stuff is the bottom ash because it's the most part of it. We have a contract with a company who comes and take it, and they take out the free metals, iron, alumina, and they can sell that for remelting and reuse. What is left is ash, and the main part of the ash is silicium oxide, and it can replace construction material for road building, for instance.
Goes into roads. In this country, a lot of it ends up in a landfill.
Yeah.
On a visit that I took to a waste-to-energy plant, an incinerator in Baltimore, I saw a lot of materials getting burned, thrown into the fire, that could have been recycled or composted. Do you have that problem in Copenhagen?
We are working on it. Of course, we still have something that could be recycled or composted, but you will always end up with something that cannot be recycled or will be, at least at the moment, very expensive to recycle.
Do you have to import waste from other countries for your plant to work out?
Yeah, we do. But we import waste from, for instance, UK, the waste we import is will normally be landfilled, and therefore it's much better for the environment that it's combusted.
Well, the argument is that it will release methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, in a landfill. It will not do that if it's thrown into an incinerator. But if you're bringing it from the United Kingdom to Denmark, there's a huge carbon footprint there just to get it to the continent.
We do it by ship. It's not that far. Europe is not that big. No, we have done a little calculating on it. The carbon footprint is not that big from the transport from UK to Denmark.
There are hundreds of plants like yours across Europe. They were built after an EU directive for member states to reduce waste in landfills for the reasons we just discussed. Yeah. Is there more political will in Europe to build these plants, do you think? A different philosophy about trash where you are?
Well, it's difficult to say because the political scene are changing. I don't know really what's happening. So there's a lot of politicians also in Denmark that wants to be have zero combustion. But when we look into the figures and see how much can be reused and recirculated, we end up with a rather large fraction that has to be done something with, either landfilled or burned in a waste incinerator.
Do you believe the plant you're operating is safer than the incinerators in the United States?
Well, I have not seen the plants in the United States, but I would assume that you have larger emissions than we have. And if that's a question of safety, then yes, we perform better, I think.
That's Peter Blinksberg, chief engineer of a trash incinerator, a new high-tech trash incinerator in Copenhagen. He's with Amager Resource Center. Peter, thanks for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.